Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining this episode of the Let's Get It podcast. Today, we're talking a lot about executing and operating with speed when it comes to your real estate portfolio. It's something that I've really focused on over the last, I would say, 24 to 36 months is the actual operations. And I think we've always ran these properties with the mindset of really paying attention to operations, but we've taken that up a notch like every single month over the last 36 months. And it's always like we're trying to do the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. To be able to turn these properties around with ultimate goal being, I want to be able to buy a 300 unit property and completely turn it around in 6 months. That's the goal, right? And I basically got kind of structured out a rough bullet point list on everything that would have to go right and everything that we'd have to do to be able to accomplish that and do that. And so what we do on each deal that we buy is we try to take that a step further. And so on this most recent deal that we are about to close next month, we're set to close about 3 weeks. 3-4 weeks from right now, we're going to close another deal. And we've already been marketing this property for about a month. And so I know there's going to be a lot of questions that I get when I do post like tidbits of this on Instagram or whatever. The first question is like, well, how do you let the seller, you know, how do you do it this before, you know, you buy the deal? Isn't there risk to demoing these apartments before you own the deal, et cetera, et cetera? We can kind of get there in a little bit, but you know, we've been marketing this property for the last like week, right? And again, we're not closing it as I'm talking to you right now. We're not closing it for another 2-3 weeks. And so we've been marketing it. So what we do, because we're going to remodel 100% of these units, and there's actually two phases, two parts to it here, is because we got an office building and we've got residential. With the residential end, how we market these is we put them out on Facebook Marketplace and other listing sites, and we have the floor plan, the floor layout, so that, like a 2D floor plan, so people can see the floor plan. They obviously know how many square feet it is, and we get that from either previous plans of the building or during our due diligence walkthroughs. And then they can obviously see how the layout is and make sure it's a layout that they would want to have. And then on top of that, what we do is all of our remodels. So we're going to take this property, what we call the Gold Plus standard or finish level. And so every single Gold Plus finish level that we have across our entire portfolio that's remodeled, all the specs are 99% the same. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same flooring, it's the same countertops, it's the same sink, it's the same light fixtures. So we then post with that floor plan on these websites, we then post the finished photos of other apartments that we've done that are like it. And obviously in the description, we say, hey, look, the floor plan is the actual floor plan. That's the actual layout. But the photos and the finishes are just finishes. They're not of the actual unit. So we have that disclaimer in there. But, you know, the thing is, you know, this property, we don't own it yet. We've been marketing. We got like 4 or 5 tours going on today. A couple of them already happened. We should have a couple applications coming in today. People that want to move in early July, mid-July, right? We're targeting that July 1 move-in date. So then you start to work backwards like, well, okay, well now if I got people I want to move in late June or early July and I don't even own the asset yet and here we are at the end of May, how are you making sure you're going to get it done? Well, we also know how long it's going to take us to get to a Gold Plus finish as far as remodel because we do 20 to 40 of them every single month in our company. So we know the timelines. And so basically we always make sure that like with this deal right now, we've negotiated with the seller and they're good with it as long as they're on the certificate of insurance, which we've got them. They're good with it, us getting into the 3 vacants that they have right now and start remodeling those, demoing them and start remodeling them on June 2nd. And again, that's still going to be a week to 10, 15 days before we close the deal. But this way, you know, we're already signing leases. Like we're in a position right now where if these applications tonight come in, we're going to sign a lease for a June 28th move-in date, a July 2nd move-in date, a July 15th move-in date. And the challenge is when we put these projects together, we go through and we have like the first 3 waves identified as far as which units are going to be remodeled. And we kind of know the time frame. We know when they're going to be done. So we've got technically 22 to 26 apartments that we can advertise right now for anyone looking to move in between now and mid-August, late August. And so this is just going to say is like how important operations has come, how much of a priority I'm putting on operations to be able to turn these things around fast. The most risk that you have on the deal is the first day. Mm-hmm. Right, because that's when there's unknowns. That's when you know you've got this new debt. You've got you've got things that you don't know this asset really well, right? And so I'm always looking at what we can do to accelerate the period of time and bring it forward of stabilization. I want to stabilize that asset as soon as possible. And that's the question is, how can we, no matter the size of the property, do this in 6 months? With the last property we bought, 64 units, we are currently 5 months into that deal right now, almost to the day. And we've already remodeled more than, if I do a percentage, more than 80% of that property has already been remodeled. So that one we should be done probably in like 8 months, 10 months, something like that. And we should be 100% stabilized. And the cool thing with that deal is we're pre-leasing all these units. So like the moment, even before they're vacant, we're already almost pre-leasing it to the next tenant at our new market rate rents.
Sure.
And so I'm excited by this whole thing. Again, we take it a step further on each one. Some of the people ask, well, how do you get the sellers to, you know, isn't it risky to do this? Don't you have money outlay up front? Like, yeah, but here's the thing. I can buy all this product. So like we're at this new deal that we buy in June in a couple weeks. We're having a couple 40-foot trailers being dropped off with all the stuff that we're going to need for the first, I think it's like 15 units or something like that. So all of our inventory is going to be there ready for us. We know we can get these things done with speed as long as we have the labor lined up, which we already have the labor lined up between our in-house staff and our contractors, our independent contractors. But then also if we know, you know, if we have all the materials and supplies there, we know we can get these things done. So, but then the question is like, okay, well, what if for some reason the deal doesn't close?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good thing is we're so standardized in our products and materials. I can just go and use that somewhere else. Those light fixtures, those light switches that we're getting, the paint that we're getting, the cabinets that we're getting, they can all just be plugged and played in whether it's the next round of remodels, because we're going to have another, again, 20 to 40 units per month get remodeled already in our system.
Right.
So I can go and use that. Now, is there going to be some waste and some countertops? What? Yeah, potentially, right? But that's a risk that I'm willing to take going about doing this. The other thing is that people usually ask, how do the sellers let you do this? Well, you just get them comfortable with it. You build a relationship with them. You have rapport. You can build it into your offer, right? Which we have in the past. We've built it into our letter of intents and our offer. You know, we do some of these deals where I'm willing to put hard earnest money down. So like this deal that we're closing, we've already got half of our deposits already hard. It was hard day one, no matter what, before any due diligence started. That was how I won the bid, or how I won the job, how I won the deal. Because I was the only person that came in with hard earnest money. I've done that in the past too. And I haven't been the highest bidder and people have gone with me. They're like, well, if he's got hard money from day one.
Yeah.
Right. And so again, it's something that when you look at the risk of reward of speed, it's a risk that I'm willing to take because the upside is so much greater than the risk.
Right.
There's been like one deal that I've gone under contract on that I've never closed. Right. So like when I have that data in my mindset of, okay, when we go after these things, I go under contract, I close. Right. And that's also how we keep getting fed off market deals, by the way, because people know that we close deals and we're not going to renegotiate. We're not going to put them through hoops. We're just going to perform and execute. And so I think this group that we're buying from, part of the reason that they're letting us get in is like, well, we already got 50% of the earnest money hard.
Right.
I even told them, I said, look, I'm willing to have the rest of my earnest money go hard as well if that's what it takes. They didn't even bring, they just said, nope, just get us on the certificate of insurance. And I've built some good rapport with them again. And so they're letting us do this. But, you know, what this is going to allow us to do, and like, you know, so what's different this time about previous is we've started remodels before we own. So it's not a first. The first for us here is actually this pre-leasing component and marketing out like the first 15 to 20 units before we even own it and getting actual leases signed.
Right.
Because we've marketed before too, but getting actual leases signed is something that we haven't, that's going to be pushing the boundary further where we've actually got leases signed for property we don't even own yet. And so it's.
And at a new rate.
Yeah. Yeah. At a new rate. I mean, we're bringing new people in, right? There will be there, like every project we have, you know, I would say 5 to 25% of residents stay, they transfer to a new unit.
Sure.
They're willing to pay the increase for a newly remodeled unit. But, you know, again, we're going through this property. There's a lot of HVAC that needs to be done. There's a lot of roofs that need to be done. The landscaping that needs to be done. We're putting in $35,000 to $40,000 per unit, including all the exterior stuff that needs to be done, interior and exterior stuff that needs to be done, common area stuff that needs to be done, HVAC, you know, all that stuff, windows, patio doors, doors, whatever. So we're putting, you know, a good chunk in, and for that, I mean, yeah, the rents are at our new market rate,
right?
But that being said, like even right at the get go, I think I've learned that the momentum of this pre-leasing mindset, I'm willing to leave some dollars on the table and be more competitive. So like there's other brand new apartments that we're still $300, $400 a month less than, even though we're going to essentially have a brand new product.
Right.
Right. And so that's a huge competitive advantage for us as well, is to build that momentum. And a lot of times, like, I just got off the phone before this podcast, they're like, I think we can rent these apartments for more. I'm like, hey, that's great. I'm glad you think that. But the thing is it going to allow you to sign 20 leases before June 15th, before we own it, or not? And they're like, oh, that's a good point. If we want to truly sign and pre-lease that many units, right? Because if I can get through this project in 6 months, and even before, if I have all those leases signed, even before I own the deal, and I know we can go out and execute on it and have all this stuff set up, if I can go out and this is a smaller deal we're doing this on, this next one, it's 54 units, something like that, plus 20,000 square feet of office space, which we're actively marketing the office space already too. And we've already got applications on, you know, and we'll do as small as 100 square feet. If someone just wants this little closet over here, we'll do it. If they want 6,000 square feet, we'll do it, right? And so we're just trying to build as much momentum as possible. But yeah, if we can go out and have that many pre-leases before we even own the deal, then go out and execute on that, get these spaces filled up, get the revenue, you know, coming in, we can be more aggressive on the next wave, on the fourth, fifth, and sixth wave of remodels, meaning give more notices to vacate. Mm-hmm. Potentially, we could get through this whole asset in 5 to 8 months, touching right. everything and getting it completely stabilized. And so again, like, you look at this deal and we're buying it for, what, $3.9 million, but completely stabilized, this is an $8.5 to $9 million deal. So if we can do that in a 4, 6, 8 month time period, that's so much equity there that we're unlocking.
Right.
Now, something else that I've come to realize is it costs a little bit more for the speed too. So we're typically, you know, with this type of speed, our labor, we usually pay a little bit more and whatnot. And like, there's just more, it's like, it's usually 10% increase, you know, that we just have seen that it costs more right now.
Yeah.
I think we can worry about trying to fix that at a later date. But again, even that increase, I'm willing to do it if I can increase the value that much of these properties. Because again, if I can get my money back out of these deals, all the money that we put in, if I can get my $2 million out of these deals, right, I can go on and rinse and repeat the next one. Plus, right. that deal is now stabilized.
And the scalability of that, that speed is just, it's going to put you in such a different cash position. It's going to put you in such a different position to act quickly
100%.
On the new product.
Yeah. And I just like updating people that are listening and following what we're doing. I just like to update because, you know, this is how serious, and I know I've been talking about the last 24, 36 months, but like, this is how serious we're taking the actual operations piece of this, yeah. of diving into, you know, and over the last 90 days, I've dove into every single piece and area of our company. And we've changed a lot of our operational, you know, items because it's, you know, first and foremost, like the biggest thing that we have to focus on is the resident. That's mm-hmm. like what's most important to our company. The next most important thing is our sales team. So we want to have a great product that makes it easy for our sales team to go sell, right? And I truly believe that by touching every single unit, I don't care if the fridge is good. I don't care if the flooring was brand new and it's tile flooring from the previous owner. We're ripping it out. We're ripping it out because again, we got to the standpoint of like we got to a point where like we were trying to. Every single unit go through, oh, we're going to keep the flooring. We're going to keep this base trim. And like, you waste so much time, energy, and effort and just lost dollars and labor costs. Like your human capital doesn't go as far that way, right? But if we go into an asset saying, hey, every single one of these is going to gold plus no matter what. And hey, if the refrigerator is good, that's fine. Let's keep it.
Stock it.
Let's stock it. We can use it or use its parts or whatever. But that thing's getting replaced so that we know exactly what we're marketing and, you know, all that stuff. So, and it's worked really well. I mean, this 64 unit that we've got in our backyard here that, you know, we've done whatever, again, 80% of it in 5 months. I mean, that's what we've done there is everything was going to gold plus no matter what, no matter how good the condition was, it was going to gold plus. And we were going to do it regardless because we already identified it. But the speed that we got from that, I would trade it just like what I'm seeing already. I would trade it any day over trying to like nitpick and keep that fridge and keep that base trim, but get rid of this base trim and, you know, keep that thermostat, get rid of that thermostat, keep that light fixture, get rid of that. If you just know what you're doing, you have a plan going in from the beginning, your human capital, your people and your team can get so much more done.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's a huge return there that a lot of people don't always quantify.
Oh, for sure. And I think it gives you... It gives you a consistent product. So you don't have kind of a piecemealed, if you show a unit, that's what your unit's going to look like. Maybe your floor plan's a little different, or maybe whatever. But you're not going in going, oh, what is this tile? What is this light fit? You know what I mean?
Which has really helped us pre-lease units. Oh,
100%.
Because if we can say, look, you know, we don't have a picture yet of this type of unit, but here's the floor plan.
Yep.
And here's the finishes. Like, we'll show you, in our advertising, we'll put like three different properties, like three different kitchens in there, like three different bedrooms, three different you know, living rooms. And some of them are like furnished with AI and whatnot, so they can get a picture too. But like, you know, when they see that consistency of finish, and then we tell them this, it's the same exact flooring, it's the same exact countertop, they can see it, they're willing to sign on that.
Right.
It's a lot harder to get this. Now, again, if we're able to do that, right? If we're able to pre-lease units and get ahead, that's that many less vacancy days that we could have on the back end.
Right.
Right? If we can show, if by just knowing that whenever we pre-lease or whenever we show units, if people know that, if we can say, look, this is going to be the finish there, and instead of having to show that apartment to two or three or four people because everything's just brand new, mm-hmm. it's not pieced together, mm-hmm. if that means we only have to show that unit two times instead of four times, we'll do it all day because, again, I'm extending how far our staff and our hours and our day can go.
Right.
And there's so many times that people just look at, oh, the flooring, I would save $2,000. But you're not thinking about the back end of what it's going to cost you of piecing it together either.
Right.
Right. Such as having to show it potentially four times or having to show it. Like there's people on our sales team that they'll do in a 5-week period, they'll do 30 or 40 showings, but they'll get 80 applications.
Sure.
Because they're not having to go in person each time because we have virtual tours. We're saying here's the floor plan. Here's what the finishes are going to look like, or, you know, properties we've already been in. So like this new deal that we're buying, as we get multiple rounds of professional photography taken. Mm-hmm. So like, it's kind of like day one. Then it's, you know, once we get the first round done, we'll get some more then. And as more and more things get completed, there's like multiple rounds of this photography. But what that, again, allows us to do is deploy that in the marketplace.
Right.
And again, it helps without even our sales team even having to show up on site to get applications and to lease these things with, you know, without even having to show people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super interesting.
So if you don't have to drive to each property, if you don't, especially like if you've got a portfolio where it's not, you know, 16 units, you can't have a full-time person sitting there all the time.
Right.
So if you've got six 16-unit buildings and now you've got one person having to run to each site, think about the amount of drive time you could get back if three of every five leases were just done virtually.
Right.
Versus them having to drive you. Think about how much more they can get done, how much more they can do for the company where you don't have to go hire someone else. You're going to be able to pay them more than, you know, they can make anywhere else. But then also, like, your payroll as a percentage of your entire revenue should be less than all the competitors.
Right.
Which then allows you to put money elsewhere to be more competitive, mm-hmm. or reinvest more or go buy the next deal or whatever it might be.
And I think people, it's easy to forget that lost revenue, like, you can't get it back. You know, if it's the difference of I can sign 10 leases in June versus 10 leases in July, you can't get that 10 leases back if it's July. You can't get that month back. You can't get that.
The monthly rent times 10. You can't get that back.
Right.
Right. Well, and the big thing, too, is like just going into these properties, we've said, hey, we're taking everything to Gold Plus no matter what, and we're doing everything. What that's allowing us, what we're starting to see on the back end is how much faster we can rent, how much less vacancy we'll have. So this is the ultimate goal, is if this 64 units in our backyard, we get through that whole CapEx project over the next couple months, every unit's been done. Now, let's say all the units have been done, we get through that, the leases start to expire in this first round. And let's say, you know, you're always going to have people move out. They get, you know, whatever. So let's say 20% of the units, let's say we have 12 units a year, they turn over and they leave. Well, if everything's been done, again, we can market those things so much easier if we know exactly what's in the unit, what it looks like, right? I mean, usually the tenants we're putting in with the background that we're doing and whatnot, they come out the other side very good condition. Where in my mind, I think, okay, 90% of the vacancies that we have, I think can be turned almost like a hotel.
Sure.
I think we can do it in like 6 hours. Meaning we can, in my mind, why can't we pre-lease that like a month ahead of time for the day after someone moves out? The person's out at by noon, right? We have that whole half of the day to do it and that, to turn it, and they move in the next day. So now I'm cutting. What if I completely eliminate? What if I completely eliminate all of my vacancy? We have built in, like, traditional property management would look at our portfolio. Okay, you can be 5 to 7% vacant. Well, that number for us is like $1.6 million of vacancy a year.
Wow.
What if after we go through and stabilize a prop, like what after the initial stabilization, that property is always up, 99.9% from an economic standpoint. What if that's the case, right? And we capture that $1.5, $1.6, $1.7 million. What's that going to allow us to do for employees? But also, like in my mind, okay, we share 20% of that with our employees. Our employees are by far the highest paid employees.
Right.
In what we do.
Right.
No one's taking them. They're going to love it.
Right.
You know, but then the other 80% is free cash flow. And again, I probably have employees listen to this. Don't hold me. This is not saying we're giving you 20% right now. Could be 40, could be 10, could be 2. I don't know what the actual, right? But like you get it to a point where people are paid very, very, very competitively. But then the excess, right? The excess cash flow, but also the excess that's also not just the cash, but the value of that is, I mean, technically, if every dollar of NOI is worth, $16 of value, that's an extra $30 million, just on what we got right now, that's an extra $30, $35 million of value that we have on our properties based on the NOI.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to get to, and we're trying to operate this thing different than, I'm looking at, I'm not going to go into details on this, and this is the thing is, I don't know. I don't know if this next mastermind, I don't know, it might be the last one I ever do.
Really?
I'm kind of sick of giving my secrets away and where this is going.
Sure.
Because I think I'm starting to look at other industries. I'm like, wait, you're doing that in this industry.
Yeah.
What if I use that in my industry?
Yep.
Because it's not being done at all right now, and we could. Right. And if we did it, it would mean this.
Right.
Right? And so we're looking at a lot of different things, and we've implemented a lot of different things, and I think we're going to implement a lot more things to come over the next 3, 6, 12 months that completely change. But again, it all goes to the operations and the speed at which we can operate these deals.
When is that mastermind?
The mastermind's November 4th, 5th, and 6th, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So we got tickets available. I think VIP tickets are what we have sold so far. So we've got a couple of VIP tickets, executives. There's a maximum of 25 people in the room. So it's a small, intimate setting. If you're looking to do this, we usually have 18 to 25 people. This is the furthest out we've marketed for one. So hopefully we're selling this bad boy out.
Yeah.
So if you're listening right
especially
now,
you want to last one.
You want to learn how to do this. I was thinking about this the other day. I mean,
you're not
it
wrong.
It might be.
Right.
It might
at
be.
Least
I don't know.
While.
I don't
at least
know.
For
a while. It might be.
Several
and
years.
It's not even just like, I don't know if it's a secret thing as much as like, I don't know if I even want to give up the time to do it anymore. I don't know. I thought about it over the weekend. I'm like, I don't know. We're going to see.
Yeah.
Could be.
Right. Yeah. Don't miss it.
Could be.
Don't miss the chance.
Don't miss the last one.
Especially
I also thought about it with my book. So there's some books out there that like over the years, they just never made another one.
Yeah.
I think I still, when we first bought the books, I think we had like 7,500 copies or something.
Okay.
I think I still have like 1,200 copies left of my book.
Sure.
We've sold a lot of them.
Right.
I don't hardly market it, but
no,
I'm like,
right.
Shit, I kind of want to just hold on to like 500 of them.
Yeah.
Because like maybe one day.
Right.
And if I don't do another round of printing of those books.
Right. Yeah, that'll be it.
Kind of want to see what it goes to.
Yeah.
Just thoughts ahead over the Memorial Day
weekend. Holiday weekend.
Yeah. I don't like calling Memorial Day holiday though.
That's true. That's a good point.
It's a holiday for us because of all the people that paid the price.
Right.
But that's what I was thinking about this weekend.
Yeah. That's interesting.
But I just think that there's too many people that look at real estate and they're like, I'm going to buy this and hold it.
Right.
And it'll be worth this, 10 years from now. Well, it could be worth that. What you think it could be worth 10 years from now, 15 years from now, it could be worth that probably 6 to 12 months from now if you focus on the operations and cared about the operations like Jeff Bezos cares about the operations of Amazon. Like Elon Musk cares about the operations of Tesla and SpaceX. If you cared about your operations that much, like a publicly held company would care about like their operations. I shouldn't even say a publicly held company, but some of the best entrepreneurs, like they care about their operations. If you did that in your real estate company, you could compress the time. Now, again, once you hit that, you're eventually going to hit like an appreciation ceiling by when you do this, but that's fine.
Yep.
You squeezed you got the most that you pushed forward what you thought you were going to have in 2035 into 2025, 2026.
Right.
If you keep doing that, that's how you can grow to 500 units without any other investors, right. 1,500 units without any other investors, 3,000 units, 30,000 units, 70,000 units if you want to.
It's essentially treating each property as a business instead of an investment.
Yes.
Because an investment, you sit and hold. You wait on it. It's going to go up. You let it increase over time, you know, which is, again, no different than you don't want to wait on getting a raise.
Yep.
You know, if you're working a normal 9-to-5 or whatever, normal hourly type job, if someone gave you the opportunity, hey, you know, in 3 years from now, you're going to be making $100,000, or do you want the $100,000 now, but you're not going to get a raise for the next 3 years?
100%.
You're going to want it now,
because
I can deploy that capital now versus just waiting down the road.
Yep. And because if you get in this mindset of, and this is something I've touched on a couple times over the last few podcasts with some of the entrepreneurs, businessmen we've had on here, but if you think about it, by compressing that time, you can recycle your capital.
Mm-hmm.
How many times faster if you bring that number forward? I mean, someone that's going to wait 10 years, if they bring it forward to, you know, 1 year, and then they do that repetitively, they could do that 10, 12 times before now. They're in a spot where, like, they've drastically changed what their net worth looks like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, versus what it would have.
Right.
Because of how much they can recycle that, redeploy it.
Right.
So
interesting.
I'd be interested to hear what you guys have to say about some of these thoughts and some of the things that we're doing in the business. If you have any questions on how we're doing it, you know, whatever, let us know, leave it in the comments, and we'll get back to you on that. If you're interested in the mastermind, you know, reach out to me, DM me on Instagram, shoot me an email, justin@spaldinggroup.com. And we can get you the details on the mastermind. Like I said, November 4th, 5th, and 6th. We've got executive tickets. We've got VIP tickets. It's the first evening is a networking night. I do like an hour session. Then it's networking. You know, it starts about 4 p.m., 5 p.m. that night. Then the second day is all day. The third day is, and then the second night. So the second day is all day. Then that night is the VIP dinner. Then the third day goes till noon, and then we're out of there. But again, I'm going through every single thing that I've done to go from zero to $2,000 in the last 10 years. Mm. And I share, like, in detail all these things I just talked about right there. Operationally, I share all the tools that we use and everything. And, you know, along with the mastermind ticket, you also get access to our private Facebook group, our weekly calls for 1 year. So as you're going through this, when you hit that ceiling, that's going to happen. It always happens. We're there every single week to walk you through that and get you over those humps. So reach out. Let us know if you're interested, and hope you like today's episode. Thanks for joining us.